שי שלח את השם שכח למלך, על עם ישראל, על עם היה ישראל, ואת השמע לכאילו דיברי אני שם. כאילו מה השם שלך, קדתי שעושו המולי בישראל, אשר שום לי בדרך, ועליסים בישראל. Someone question, first of all, the meaning of the Svart is to start with Posse Kalko. The meaning of Ashkenazi is to start with Posse Pace. And I think, not only Greece, but Russian, all the Shivas in Europe, the meaning of the Svart is to start with Posse Kalko. Why? Because the mitzvah from Chemes Amalek is primarily incumbent upon the Melech. The Morin Sanhedrin that God says, Sholish mitzvahs in Yisrael Yisrael. Limni Yisrael le'melech, Limni b'shapchiro, b'limcheis, l'hach yizar shalom. So first we have to be minunach. And second, we have to be b'nei b'shapchiro. Third, we have to be kind in Yisrael. And the Arayim says that the mitzvah is primarily incumbent upon the Melech. If there is no Melech, there is no mitzvah. No mitzvah. But the Melech is mechuyev to mobilize Am Yisrael that he should start the war. So the Melech seems he's primarily incumbent upon the Melech, so we have to start with Pasikal. Fine. Now, then, the next question. This is not a question, just for an explanation. How do they go to Shiva here? They start with Pasuk Aleph or they start with Pasuk Beis? Pasuk Beis, like Carl Schmitz. Keoma Hashem Tzvokis. Bokaliti, my father was alive, so they start with Pasuk Aleph. Keoma Hashem Tzvokis. Bokaliti, no, I'm not so saying the Beis. Bokaliti, Shavos HaMolik, in Israel, Asher Somri, Bakterer, Valais, and Israel. So the question arises, why was it necessary to repeat it? From Hashem, is it necessary to be, to a tzivu anovi, to be kind the mitzvah of tzivu? Is it the tzivu the mitzvah? So here too, Mechir Samole given mitzvah. The answer is, the Priska Ob, and it's a parallel, the Priska Ob doesn't mention at the Rambam, the Akdomet Pirush HaMish, the Yisroel Yisroel. But the Priska Ob, the title, the tradition, and Torah, and here in the Sudi, says that the mitzvah from Chiyas HaMolek is only takes effect if the Novi comes and says, Kiyom HaShem, Leich V'Hachri Zarishon. Why? Now the Brisk Rav says the Mokir is in the Pasuk in the Torah. Milchomo l'Hashem b'Amalek. In other words, in order to make a milchomo against Amalek, so there has to be a tzivu Hashem. The Svona says that. The Brisk Rav doesn't mention it. The Svona doesn't spell it out, but the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah. So the Akdomet to Pirush HaMishnah, the Svona spells it out explicitly. And we understand Misal HaSvona. Because Milchemes Amalek is a Milchomo of Nekomet. The Gemara says in Brachas, Tein lo Nekomo Shemitno Bishtei Eishis. Keil Nekomes Hashem. So my voice, Nekome Ishayach, only to Rebbe Nekomet. How can a human being take Nekomet? And it's a terrible thing, Nekomet. Now, and there is, and I have another question. In Yema Kainis, let's say tomorrow, when the God Kriya reads my Chav, when it comes to the Pasuk, Hashem Ad Hashem, Kelachum Bechano Me'achapayim, Rav Chesed Be'emes. So, Vinaki, but then it continues the Pasuk. Lo Yinaki, take it up in Ovi Shavon Moshreishi, Al Rebbein Yishen. So, the Valkyria pauses for a minute and hold to give an opportunity. The Tzibor to say it again, but the Tzibor doesn't say it all. They stop it now. How about Lo Yinaki? They don't say it. But the Gemara in Brachas in Tfilah says, Al Sukhi Gul Paskin, Nisha Gul Paskin, we are not allowed to quote part of the Pasuk. That's why, you know, you see how you find the Kiddush of Friday night, Vayera Vayvecha Limashish, Achulas Maimon. So, the Pahim didn't say it, because if Vayera Vayvecha Limashish is the conclusion of the preceding post, so you obey there, either in Israel Reis or Rabbah, or Israel Reis. They say Vayera Vayvecha silent, and Yei Mashishi aloud. And the other minute, the sound minute, the minute of Yeshiva is Vayachula Hashemayim Boreh Hashem. And not to be, they are the Yisrael of Kol Tzuke, Kol Paskimei Sheh Loi Paskim. But if you do it like Yeshiva, it's fine. I'm sure there are many Jews who do it like Yeshiva. Those who are broken Yeshiva. Many Jews got Hamad Bokin in So the question is, how is it that we are destroyers of the Ashkenazi throughout the years? That the tzibo, that they had the patria process, and thereby giving an opportunity to the tzibo to say it with him, but the tzibo stopped at night. The answer is, why does the tzibo say, Vayave Radish Shem, Mavono, Vayik Hadisham Shem, based upon the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that it has Islamic. שניסעתי תקריפו או כשליח סיב. היא קורמה, אישו שבו נעיש עם תשובה יעשו כסיב רעשה ואני מלכבה. That's the mockery of the minute that the שליח סיב הוא at night given for my קבוצה מנהוס. But can you be towers in there at night? Night there is no there is no Mr. Caesar's. But the שליח סיב הוא has to be in towers. At night. See, I mean, here you don't have talis, but actually, if you have talis, the Shliach Tzibo comes for the homage, you put on the talis. But you don't have it, it's not a few. You just diminish. It's a minute. From Mele, since it's a minute of Tshuva, Tshuva is only Shaiach, the Zeyah, the Parsha, Yid Vaychi, says, that the Kuzbol who has two needs, two ethical attitudes, two categories of ethical attitudes. On one end, he has needs the sitra de mi, ethical attributes on the right side, so to speak, of the Kalyon. And on the other end, the Ben Shom has ethical attitudes of needs the sitra de shmei. On the left side, on the Kabbalah, how the child say right side, left side, the moral idea says that's one of the within which in the middle of the window is male the raven and the female and the ochen the Torah says the wish is a chira for the whole so it is to be interpreted figuratively, not has to show them literally and that's one of the within which the Rambam says, if somebody says to the patients about who is me, and the rival to his masi, so he's not Hasu Shalom. Maski is such a repugnant idea. What he says is an honest. Mitnea. Ois, Hamishabshi, Mitne, Pashtus, Amitko, Yeseya, Natroshis, Hamshabshis, Sadas. there are two girsas. The girsa in the Ichrim is the Lama Kolas and the Balei, Tabei, Balei, Balei, Apal Pishe, Ika, Hayamunakach, Mikomoke, Hananim Bose, Mipnei, Shuti Amikhoes, Vilese, Mipnei Atroshes, Hamshapshis, Sadas, Enikom. Our DLC is very shocking. Bale Harbe, Bloma Paulus, and Lim, Bale Harbe, Dailin, the Tatum, and Men, Hoch was a marshal. So Samir says that the menu here is not a comparison, but it's like Ish menu neder, not a comparison. One from the midst of us, Habik dealing with Tavi not has we shall name menu, greater Tadiki, and greater dealing with the Rambam has we shall name. But from our midst, good Jews who are very sincere, but their intellectual capacity is not so great. So they believe that Kipshute is so the honest. So that's Midas Mesita. So the Rebbeinu Shalom has Midas Mesita in me, and Midas Mesita in me. So Midas Mesita in me, Harachom, Machamim, Harapayim, Rachasadem, and these are the Midas, to which the Rebbeinu Shalom has constantly because if you would be constantly because to these meters of Rach, Chesed, compassion and generosity and tolerance and forgiveness, so then the world would exist even for one moment. The world would every minute of the day revert back to Tale of Ale, because there is so much of coming. There is so much violence in the world. So much family, so much theft, so much tyranny, so much aggression, and so much adultery, and so much impurity, homosexuality, and lesbianism, whatnot. But regularly the Rebbeinu Shalom is because the leaders of Sitadin. But sometimes the Rebbeinu Shalom, in his infinite wisdom, takes notice and faith, that if he's going to have recourse to the biggest secret meaning, so that the world at large will never attain its goal, and the human being especially will never attain its goal, because the real girls are there. So then the finish room decides, so to speak, to miss a dastard. But the Rebbeinu Shalom does not decree there should be Holocaust. The Rebbeinu Shalom never decreed directly, let there be a map, let there be a Chumbay Shrish, let there be a Chumbay Shemin, let there be a Pavon. The Rebbeinu Shalom never decrees that directly, let this person die this and this day. But Rosh Hashanah, we could save him and save people. So,
so how come there are punishments
for them? Okay, one second. So, the Tzvira Meir has a pirush on all the five pirush. And it's a brilliant pirush, but especially brilliant is the pirush by the Chavisdas. You see the exclamation of Israel. Anecho is called Tzvira Meir. The Pasuk of Anecho, Hayom Yaseh, the Pi Elyon,
Yaakov Melissa?
Yaakov Melissa? Yaakov Melissa?
On Palgemayim?
Palgemayim is not on... is not on... on Hanecho. Hanecho is Yisrael Hanecho. Palgemayim is the Adonai. And Shashirim, or Uz, Adonai, or Melesester, Adonai. Yisrael Hanecho is the Perush of the Chavizdash and Sivis, the nation of Israel, on Yom. The P.L.Y.O.M. is the Tzeyah Oizah. So he raises the question, how is it that the Oy is evil is mentioned in the Yom, and good is mentioned in the Sinai? Either Yom, you should say, מפי עליון וסיצי הורס להתיבס, או מפי עליון וסיצי הורבן. So, Chavizda says that two kinds of things. There is physical and material, and that was poverty. Poverty, death, sickness, cancer, stroke, heart failure, diabetes, and then there's ethical bloodshed, violence, abuse, adultery, sexuality, everything. So, as far as ethical, and there is ethical root, let's say mitzvah, generosity, kedusha, tahareth, and there is physical and material, material good, prosperity, health, nachas of children, influence. So as far as ethical good or ethical evil is concerned, so that is never between Barak and God. However, in regard to physical and material good, so if a certain person is overtaken by prosperity, is directly decreed by Akuribo. But as far as physical and material evil is concerned, if a person becomes sick or dies, or is poor, is exposed to a lot of humiliation and discrimination and problems, Akuribo does not decree. But the Rebbein Shom, so to speak, is Mr. Vat, if a certain person deserves that, if a certain person deserves a stroke, so the Kaviyochol, so to speak, is Mr. Vat for a moment, so mainly the elements of nature start running the circle. Because when the Rebbein Shom created the world at large, he did not create it in a fully created form. But he left a substantial chaotic and destructive zone that is mentioned by the Christine and the rest. Shabbat al Chim Lazarus. Why doesn't the Torah say, Shabbat al Chim Lazarus? Some say Shabbat al Chim Lazarus would mean the world is fully created. There is nothing for men to do. But there is a very substantial, there are many substantial of chaotic and destructive forces in it. There are earthquakes, there are floods. In Japan, you had not only a month ago a terrible earthquake, and there were many casualties. In California, you have every Monday and Thursday, you have earthquakes, floods. Now, a curious observation is, according to all the meteorologists, so as Israel has the same meteorological attribute as California. Same thing. On the map you can see it. It is equally removed from the equator as Israel is removed from the equator. Still, in California you have it so often, earthquakes and floods. And now to follow the last earthquake that took place was 200 years ago in Tzfas. There were a number of Talmidei HaKor perished. Pasha Shulchan's wife and five children perished. He remained alive. So he remarried and he had many other children. But since the time there was not an earthquake in Israel. Why? Because any Hashem, Chilas Hashem, Adachas Hashem, there is a special Hashgacha process. But the Rebbein Shom does not decree directly that the person should die. But if he deserves the punishment, so then the Rebbein Shom, so to speak, is the Adachas. So that's how the Nisibes explains the process. P.A.A. and Lucy Oyser. Now, when Elisha parted from his Rebbe, from his master, Yo, So he said to him, "V'yitin v'yieli b'shnayim l'rocha." Double of your spirit. What do you mean? Double of your spirit. Rabakri, in Lombes, he tried to say, two times as long as Boki, as the other from l'rocha. One time as Chochen, as Boki, as Kari. Thor, and another time as Chochen, as Boki, Thor, so we say Tochen is Boki Thor. Kamenitzie is twice as much Boki as the first one. But Bobby, when you say such a ridiculous thing, Mishaya has 66 Boki and Vadi has never one pair. So Mishaya was 66 times as big enough as Vadi. Nonsense. He knows he's one to whom the Danish Rebbe reveals himself. What difference is it make? How many times did the Danish Rebbe reveal himself? Whether 66 times or once? So what is the Pshat Mishnayim L'Rocha? So the Radak made that question. So he said, Yishmati Nadim L'Odin Erizal, that Mishnayim L'Rocha doesn't mean double as big, twice as big enough. What it means, the double spirit of Leo. On one hand, Leo was the candidate, Pinchas Leo, he killed the Kahane Abba, and the other hand, he is the Malach HaShol. And with this, we dedicate a certain chair, and the Sandi Kassis in the chair, the chair, the song you can see now. Why? Because he's the Malach HaShol. In your Nechi Shaliach, it's a law and all, the game day, Adin Bar Peish, the Lord is Rabboni, the Rabboni Malach HaShol. So the question is, he asked him, because a human being, even Bezin HaKodin and Mishkas HaKodin, there's no right to emulate HaKodin's Baruch Hu in the midst of secrets, except when there is a Yorashor, like Shir Meshotah, in order to be matching Klal Yisrael from assimilation and from demoralization. But otherwise, how does any human being, even if there's not going to struggle, just know when is the right moment? Because it needs the citadel, so you understand? Because these are needed to reach the Rebbeinu Sholem's recourse every day and every night. But the Rebbeinu Sholem's infinite wisdom sometimes takes notice of the fact that if he's not going to Nisir Das from the needed of Sitranimim, so the world at large or the humanity at large will not be able to attain its goal. But a human being, how can he know the right moment? And in respect to Pinchas, so Pinchas killed Zimri. But this halacha nishmi sinna. Halacha nishmi sinna. Habol ha'ami k'neshet, lein ha'son, yisrael kan lein pe'im. So still the Yerushalmi is the head of Perik ha'shodim said that when Zimri killed Pinchas, so Rotsu Sanhedrin in a day. Chutzpah. He kills a human being without Madin, but it was not Chayv Nisi. Well, Aram is not Chayv Nisi. So, the Roshan Yisrael called for Hakidah's relation of the Lord. The Amoloi, Pinchas, Berlozo, Ben-Aren, Hakim, Eishif es Chamosim of Yisrael. So then they will not be Navi. The Raman Perish HaMishne in Sanhedrin says that Abol HaRani is if a Kanoi kills him, he's not Chayim in his person, he's not Chayim in Mishnish. So HaMish Shizka, best of HaMish HaMishne, is in the same way. Why HaRam is Mashma is not Chayim in his. But he's a great, he's a big mitzvah. So, the Misha Feinstein is the Teretz, because Misha Rabbeinu was there, and he witnessed it, and he even asked Misha Rabbeinu, the Shaila Habolamash, and Misha Rabbeinu told him, Kreine die Garte, die Lebe, Schluchai, Avante. So Mele, he did not have a right to kill. But I can't follow the stance. The Halacha Mishnah Sinai only says that he's potter of Mises best, he's potter of Mises Mishamayim. But the Chet he hates, because a human being cannot do something right now, unless he is guided by the will. So the Zeya says, there's the Pshat in the Pursi, who leave your mind to Mecho, Mecho, Leish Chasidah. As Messi say, remember?
The Masa.
What? The Masa. The Masa. Oh, email, love it, for email, read that. Besecho.
This one of the Yoda.
This one of the Yoda. Besecho, the Hit. Tishamu, Besecho. What?
Loyal Sorrow.
Mesh Rabbeinu prays greatly for his careers, but it's a good leader if he's guided by the Shkini. But when he's not guided, so then he knows the right moment to do something. But when he's not guided by the Shkini, so it's a very bad meeting. It's a very bad meeting. I mean, this is the answer to all the fanatics that it recalled. From my foolish mind, but the fanatics crazy. They do something that is the antithesis of what they are aspiring to. They are aspiring to put out via some Shiach, that as Israel should be one according to the Torah. And what they do, there are many Orthodox Jews, not even to speak of the Finnish and Ishbo, who are looking for Torah. But Orthodox Jews, even a Torah, who become repelled, and they start gravitating against the fanatical work by the Mishvoyim, certainly immutable neutrality. It's nothing to do with the leadership of neutrality. Throw stone on cars to drive the Shabbos. So they themselves on the Chol Shabbos, just like the drivers of the cars, the same way. Mishvoyim! Mamish Mishvoyim! Alright, so this is what Radak's father said to Pshat, Yilcho Pishnayim Elchachem. Now we can understand what the Rambam Pirush
Mishnayim says. Wait, so what does it mean of Pishnayim? What is Pishnayim?
To have the double spirit, to be an Isha Sholem primarily. But sometimes, when they are guided by the Shechinah, when so they meet how the meaning of Kandas.
Well, you're saying that's the left side of the Zohar?
Yeah, because that's emotion. Because when a person is not a lefty, when he writes with the right. But what function does the left hand do? The left hand also has a function. It has to hold the paper. And that's why I have a problem. Either I write in the notebook, so he doesn't sleep, but I have to sign my name. And check, somebody has to hold the check for me, otherwise I wouldn't be able to sign it, because I can't hold down with the left hand. Then, but there is another function. Suppose he gets a dislocation of the right hand, and the doctor puts a cast in the right hand for a month, 2 months, so then he can't sleep the right hand right. So he's forced to write in the left hand. So that's Sitra Vismeh. Because usually the Rebbein Yisroel, as we call to the Midas of Chacham Bechan Al-Khan Chesben, Zeches Lalof, Yisroel Tesh Bechatov Nach. But when it takes notice that the human being or humanity at large, the Jewish people, will not attend the school, so then he's Nisya Das, and not that he has recourse, but passively, He is rikos, not equally or passively. So he allows the elements of nature to undeserve. That's why the Rabbi says, Kiyom Hashem Shabbos, for God is the Shabbos. These are some of the galleries in Israel. In other words, there's a Tziv Hashem, but without Tziv Hashem. If you kill a Molek, you are a Tzeyach. And you are high
evolution. So I don't understand. So are you saying he's passive or he's active?
Passive.
So why are you referring to the left side? What does that mean?
Because the left side is used only in emergency situations.
Right. But when in those emergency situations, the left is not passive.
The left only has a function in aiding the right hand.
That's not passive.
That's active.
That's active.
Yeah, all right.
So when you speak about that Hashem removes himself, he's Messiah Das. That means he removes his right side, that the Zohar is referring to?
Yeah, he makes the right side, so to speak, inactive.
And the left side becomes active?
The left side becomes by itself active. The elements of nature start to undeserve.
We're referring back to the left side, the elements
left side of
nature. So what does that have to do with the Nebuah of Pinchas, of Kanaeus?
Because then a Yud-Ben-Shom knows when the right moment is. But the human being doesn't
right,
know.
Right, so when Hashem knows, then what happens?
So then, sometimes, he reveals that to a Novi, to Pinchas.
And then the Novi... And then the Navi can take action.
Of course, that's why it's contingent upon the Tziv Hashem. Now, the Pasuk doesn't say, Kuyom Hashem Tzvokis, Zohar Teshechos Amalekis.
Wait, Rebbe, so in the case of Haman in the Megillah, yes, by Esther, when the Jews killed out the Goyim, did they kill out because they were killing Amalek?
No, it didn't come, but Mordechai had Wahatayesh.
Was it Nebuah?
Yes, it was Nebuah.
Was Nebuah at that point?
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
It was?
That's right, that's right. It was Nebuah. You see, Wahashah. You can't kill every Warite. Haman himself was the leader. But all the 10 sons were not right.
So it was through Nebuah that we
came to.
Why
would you
say that's Mechias
Amalek?
Why would you say that the first name was part of Mechias Amalek?
It's not, it wasn't part of the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, because there was no Melech, and at that time there was no Binyan Misapchiro. I mean, so, but it's within the spirit of Mechias Amalek, not within the letter of Mechias Amalek.
How did you answer the original question about why we stop in the middle of Yudigal and Midos, but Tzibur?
Oh, so the answer is, because why does the Tzibur say Hashem Pishim? In order to do Tshuva. So Tshuva is only on the things I'm aware of, and I omitted to do. I didn't feel my ability. I didn't observe Shabbos, so I have to do Tshuva. But, so I'm the mitzvah, so of Sitrabim, so there's a mitzvah of Achdut with all. So I have to do Tshuva. I'm Midas of Sitrabim Ismail. I'm not allowed to do it. I'm a chait, unless I'm guided by the chait. So how can I do Tshuva? Of the Mesif Pesha of Bish, of Tshuva, Chatos, Chetol, Chatoa. But if it is Borech Hashem Chele, then I can do it.
So why is explaining the stop in the middle of the pasuk?
What?
So why does that explain the stop in the middle of the pasuk?
Because the tzibur has no right. The reason is why the tzibur says it is to symbolize the truth. And the tzibur has no right to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Midas the seat of this man. So how the Mechuyev Tshuva? Now, the next question is, why does the Novi say Pokaleti Nazachar? Well, there's a very simple answer. There's a basic difference between Zohati and Pokaliti. Zohari means I remember, he passed me. Pokaliti doesn't mean just I remember. Pokaliti means a combination of two things. I remember the past event, and I take notice of the first by the Shem Pokatasov. Some of those Gelbenshaw remembered the promise that Gelbenshaw made to Avon and so on, to be Yisro Bikol Chazar. At the same time, the Gelbenshaw took notice of the fact that Sorrow is already 89 years old, and she still doesn't have a child. So the Gelbenshaw, so to speak, combined the memory of the past event of to be Yisro Bikol Chazar, present event that so far nothing happened. She's still in a call. So then he decreed that Joe should conceive and have a child. So Rishona Achere, she gave birth to his. That's the Pokalit. So that's Mufuresh in the Akdor, what Rabbeinu says, what the Rambam says before in the Akdome to Pirush HaMishnah and so on, that the mitzvah of Mechias HaMolech is contingent upon Tzivan Ovi. But if there is no Ovi who comes and says, Elohim HaMolech, then if you kill an Amoleki, so Yari Tzeach, and the Chayim is in Shammai, not Chayim is in Bezni, because Erik Akum is his bottom is in Bezni, or is in Shammai. Now, the next question is, when the Pasuk tells us, Yachshu Rishamalik, Mechavilo Beachashu, Hashem Alpim Yisrael, by he places a gag Merachamalik Chol, Veskolom Hechrim Yitnicho, Yachme Rishol Veor Balakot, Varmeit Abatsim Vandoko, Vandishnim Balakot, Halkolatim, Vandiyovu Achim Ochtecho, Vochon Yitzo Vimonis, איסי אחי איסו היי באשן שמולים לחמתי לאחתי אשור למלך למלך שוב מאחריי וספורי ראית אני חל לשמואל ועדיז את השם קוראי ואשכם שמואל חשור בפריקר והיוגת לשמואל בו שור לקמה לו ונימה ציפויות ועדיסי ועדיעבר אני יודעת היום ישמעו לשאול, היום לשאול, בואו חתרו לשאול, חתימי שיש באשר, היום השמואל, מת לצין הזה בוזו, תלפו קשו נרשמע, היום ישמעו שאול, מפורי תלידים, אשר חומר לרומא מלחצים, בוקו, נצליח לשם לתרחור, נשמעו לסחרם, היום השמעו לשאול, הרי, להגיד לרחור, אשכרה, אשכרה, ואיש אשר דיבר המשנה אליי אלונו, ודיבר לא ידבר, ואיבא שמול על כות נתנים מאחור, וישיבתי ישראל לא טוב. ואני שכחו על ישראל, לא יכול לשאול, אני שכחו על ישראל, ואני אומר, ליח לחם תסחפים סמוי, ובריסק עוד מנשנס, the posik says, לחם תסחתוים מסמוי, אומי לחתוים, מה זה חתוים? חתוים means נתחי, not the Rosh, but one who is Mushrish, who is addicted to Rishis. Only the Rishoyim are Amalek, but those who are willing to be Kabbal Zayinis in the Yach, they are allowed to kill. And the Kabbal Zayin Amin also, the Sifri and the Gemore, in Seite, says, B'man Asher Loi, יחתיו איסו, סון למייד שאוסו תשובו שמקבל מהם. סו רשי שאיז אוסו תשובו means he's gaya. But the Rambam, and all the Shemim say, קבל זיין איזה נייח. And even in רשי, there is a מחלקס between the two Shemim. There is a Perush, was I forgot. And Rashi, what? What?
Mizrahi.
And the other one, Maharam Pog. Mizrahi says, according to Rashi, it means he's Gaiotheosetic. But the Rambam Pork says Miskayo means they became irritation. You know, the Kabbalah sign is still there. And the Morin Gitten says Beferech, the Yeshua Ba'asecho. So it says, Oin Kibbal Shel Ladei, the Kichobim of Zainamini, She Eidin Abishchobim, Oin Kibbal Shel Ladei Abishchobim, Zahari Yeshua Ba'asecho. So it's before. So that's the Din Omechanis Mitzvah. In a Morin, Ken, Zainana Shuyach, Eloyach, Tirisho, Lamei Shimeishin Chubo. Deo Sedek is not Chubo. Nakum is not Mechuyas to become a Sedek. But only to become a Sedek. All right. Now, then the next thing that has to be explained is האם השמירתי שלו יש אגב, מלך המורד, וילך עולם, אגב מדם לספעים רגג, אוכן סור מרמו לסיסו לספייס, איסו לתספייס וידי יתחסת, so he had relief for him all. ואם השמיר כששיק כל נושם לך באחור, כנתיש כאן נושם לך, ואיסה שלי שמיר לסגוב על שם הדבר. So my lawyer is, Shmuel said the reason is why he killed Agag, not because he was not the Malach of Amalek, but because he made many Jewish mothers childless. I suppose he wouldn't have made many Jewish mothers childless, he would have killed him. It was the mistake of the So without a little Yenek, a little baby, doesn't kill any Jews. The answer is the Hadak Kumesh mentions a person in Azimu. He can't see double when he kills. So he mentions in Everest. She calls Shane Yisrael. She also Chumas, Chumas. Because we have made Yisrael in Eishin Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meichalei. Chutz Me'ele Sheshofku Dam Yisrael. Domom Lo Nikes. All the same Yisrael who love to rape, who abused, discriminated, and who hit and assaulted and ridiculed. So the made Yisrael in Eishin Tshuva. So the Rebbeinu Shel Tshuva. But those who kill Jews because they are Jews, not they kill Jews because a Jew, certain Jew, hurt them, harmed them, but because they're Jew, like the Nazis. So the Rebbeinu Shel Tshuva never forgive. And then the Radak mentions the Chumash, the Medrash, the Chachamim were on the Kabbalah in a certain year. Then they found out that this Ger, before the Ger, was killed Jews. So the Chachamim were misparel that he should be Chizah Usura Ara. So he was Chizah Usura Ara, and then his name was Nimcha Mikech Yisrael. So that's why, because there is a loche that we kill in Kriya Sholeh. What is in Kriya Sholeh? We offer them that they should be Kabbalah in Yisrael. And those Zainamim are Amalekim, who are Mekabel Zainisimeach, even though for 50 years they are Reva Zainisimeach, they are Reva Zainisimeach, Galaharayis, and Mishkat Shuru, and Gezel, and Nachai, and they are Mekabel, Nayin, Mekanu Habot, to not be there, even though it's Mach Masir. So then they're not allowed to kill them. On the contrary, yes.
Rebbe, what about with Yehudah Adam? The Knesset became a guarantee.